Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
大家好,我是 Echo.
While I myself am not musically inclined, I am a very, very skilled listener. And today's podcast is about a kindred spirit, somebody who just doesn't have what it takes. Let's listen.
小波啊,你跟我学习钢琴一年多了吧?
是啊,老师。
今天钢琴学校决定把你开除。
嗯,为什么?
你基本上没有进步，连五线谱你都看不懂。
我会弹曲子。
曲子？你只会弹一首曲子，而且反复的弹，我受不了啊！
别开除我，我长大想当音乐家。
可是你已经35岁了。
Okay, we're back. Let's go through this line by line really quickly, just so we can see exactly what's going on here.
小波啊，
小波啊，
嘿，小波，
你跟我学习钢琴一年多了吧？
你跟我学习钢琴一年多了吧
？You've been studying piano with me for more than a year now, right?
是啊，老师。
是啊，老师。
Yes, teacher.
今天钢琴学校决定把你开除。
今天钢琴学校决定把你开除。
Today the piano school decided to expel you.
嗯，为什么？
嗯，为什么
？But why?
你基本上没有进步，连五线谱你都看不懂。
你基本上没有进步，连五线谱你都看不懂。
You've basically made no progress. You can't even read music.
我会弹曲子。
我会弹曲子。
But I can play tunes.
曲子？你只会弹一首曲子。
曲子？你只会弹一首曲子。
Tunes? You only know one tune.
而且反复的弹，我受不了啊。
而且反复的弹，我受不了啊。
And you keep playing it over and over. I can't take it anymore.
别开除我，我长大想当音乐家。
别开除我，我长大想当音乐家。
Don't expel me. I want to be a musician when I grow up.
可是你已经35岁了。
可是你已经35岁了。
You're already 35.
多么残酷啊！
Yeah, well, it was the same when I tried to study music. I remember I was playing cello for a family friend, and he sort of heard me butcher this song, and he says, here's a quarter, call your mother, tell her you'll never be a musician.
哎呀，哎呀，太残忍。
Anyway, let's go back and listen to this one more time, and then we'll come back with one awesome grammar point and some useful vocab.
好。
小波啊，你跟我学习钢琴一年多了吧？
是啊，老师。
今天钢琴学校决定把你开除。
嗯，为什么？
你基本上没有进步，连五线谱你都看不懂。
我会弹曲子。
曲子？你只会弹一首曲子，而且反复的弹，我受不了啊！
别开除我，我长大想当音乐家。
可是你已经35岁了。
Okay, we're back, and I know I usually say there isn't anything grammatically interesting, but actually there is a pretty interesting point here, and we'll get to that later, but for now, just some musical vocabulary. Now, there's stuff that's in this dialogue, like...
五线谱
Which is a staff, right? It's a five-line staff.
五线谱
Five-line staff.
没错。曲子
Which is a tune.
而且我们一般说曲子的时候用的动词是弹曲子。
Right, and 弹 here is, usually it's used for strumming something, like a stringed instrument is something you 弹。
没错，如果一般的情况，比如说你可能是吹笛子或者什么，都可以说演奏曲子。
Right, and that's just to perform.
我们还有一些对话以外的这个音乐方面的词。
Go for it.
比如说乐谱
which is just a score, right? A sheet music.
Mm-hmm. 乐谱和弦
is a chord. And that's 和 as in together,、
mm-hmm.
and then 弦 is in a sound or a tone.
对和弦
Then there's other stuff like major and minor.、
Mm-hmm.
Like how would you say a major note?
大调
And minor?
小调
So some sentences with these, like, that tune is written in A major.
那首曲子是用 A 大调写的。
How do I play C minor?
我怎么才能弹 C 小调?
I practice chords at home.
我在家练习和弦演奏。
Now, some of us are utterly tone deaf.And there is an expression for that in Chinese. If somebody is just completely tone deaf, they are...
五音不全就不能去 KTV 了。
Yeah. Well, no, actually, it doesn't stop a lot of people.
五音不全
So you could say, I can't go to KTV, I'm totally tone deaf.
我不能去唱 KTV, 因为我五音不全
And I use that one a lot to get out of KTV.Now we get into the part which, unlike music, I actually do know a little bit about, and it's grammar,
a
topic near and dear to my heart. There are some really nice usages in this of 了, coming from the teacher. And the first one is...
你跟我学习钢琴一年多了吧?
你跟我学习钢琴一年多了吧?
So, what's 了 doing there?
这个地方就表示什么事情已经发生了。
Right, so this is past tense, right? You have studied with me for 1 year.
你跟我学习钢琴一年多了吧?
Finally, the last line of this.
可是你已经三十五岁了。
可是你已经三十五岁了。
And here it's interesting because 了 is acting kind of in concert with
已经。
Yeah, and so it's, you know, but you're already 35. And what's 了 doing there?
这个地方也是表示状态的改变。
Yeah, but it's a little bit tough because sometimes it looks like it could be a change of state, sometimes it looks like it could be a past tense marker.
对,其实这两个很容易,怎么说,很容易弄混,其实也有很多在意思上交叉的地方,因为你说状态改变了,其实也是一种时态的改变。
Yeah.
有时候经常会时态的改变。
Yeah, 了 is, it's really tricky, and it's just one of these things that you will gradually have to develop a feel for.
对。
But these are the two main usages of 了, is change of state and past tense marker. And if you keep these in mind, whenever you're running across 了 and you don't see exactly what it's doing, you can usually figure it out.
没错。
Let's go back and listen to the dialogue one last time, and then we'll come back with some closing thoughts.
小波啊，你跟我学习钢琴一年多了吧？
是啊，老师。
今天钢琴学校决定把你开除。
为什么？
你基本上没有进步，连五线谱你都看不懂。
我会弹曲子。
曲子？你只会弹一首曲子，而且反复的弹，我受不了啊！
别开除我，我长大想当音乐家。
可是你已经三十五岁了。
So we've done some musical vocabulary, both in the dialogue and extra stuff. And we've talked about 了 and its slippery nature. If you have any questions, any comments, any song recommendations,
可以给我写信到 echo@popupchinese.com, 也可以在网站上留言,我们都非常欢迎。
Yeah, we look forward to hearing from you. Have fun.
Bye-bye.